This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
In the dark and treacherous halls of McCormick Correctional Institution, where the air is thick with a palpable sense of dread, lies a man whose privileged past is now a distant memory. Alec Murdaugh, convicted double murderer, finds himself locked away in the bowels of this maximum security facility, surrounded by some of South Carolina's most violent and notorious prisoners. His once proud lawyer, now clad in yellow prison overalls and sporting a shaved head, inhabits a cramped 8-by-10-foot cell, a far cry from the luxurious multi-million-dollar homes he once enjoyed. The institution, nestled in the Georgia-South Carolina border, has a chilling history marred by riots, murders, and chaos that would make even the most hardened criminal shudder. The prison, with a capacity of 1,128 adult male inmates, houses those who've committed unspeakable acts of violence. There's deeds necessitating consistent supervision and confinement within single or double bunked cells. Murdaugh, sentenced to two consecutive life sentences after executing his wife Maggie and son Paul, is now held in the protective custody unit of McCormick. His former life of prestige long gone. The sinister facility's dark past is riddled with stories of brutal murders and harrowing escapes. Deshaun Simmons met his end in 2020, stabbed to death by fellow inmates, while Rico Welch was murdered in his cell in 2016. In December of 2020, a guard was taken hostage as five inmates made a daring, albeit short-lived, escape attempt. When the prison yard isn't safe, a 2017 brawl saw officers lose control of the area for two terrifying hours as hundreds of prisoners roamed free. The once influential Murdaugh must now share his living quarters with the likes of Stephen Ross Kelly, who was sentenced to 50 years in prison for the rape and murder of 18-year-old Brianna Rabin in 2014. The cruel irony is not lost. The man who once fought for justice in the courtroom now must survive among the very criminals he sought to put away. Life at McCormick is far from idyllic. Inmates can participate in adult literacy courses, GED programs, and religious worship services. The dangers that lurk around every corner cannot be forgotten. The prison's Correctional Industries program provides employment opportunities in upholstery, powder coating, and modular furniture production, but these small comforts pale in comparison to the ever-present threat of violence. Even the skies above McCormick aren't safe. In January, a man was apprehended outside the prison with a backpack filled with drugs and a drone attempting to smuggle contraband to inmates from within. Arnez Thompson, 24, was charged with trafficking, possession of marijuana with intent to distribute, criminal conspiracy, and providing contraband prisoners. Following his sentencing, Murdaugh was subjected to 45 days of testing at the Kirkland Reception and Evaluation Center. Despite being housed among some of the state's most brutal criminals, prison officials feared Murdaugh's former status as the patriarch of a prominent legal family made him a target and thus decided to move him into protective custody. His new existence at McCormick is bleak. Meals are brought to his cell. On rare occasions, he's allowed a reprieve from confinement. He's escorted by at least one prison officer. Authorities at Kirkland conduct medical tests, mental health checks, and gathered additional background information before ultimately making the decision to transfer him. This once powerful figure, now deemed a monster by a judge, will spend the rest of his days under the watchful eye of prison guards, far removed from the world he once knew. The decision to place Murdaugh in protective custody made on March 30th after the recommendation from the Protective Custody Review Board was not taken lightly. His case carefully evaluated at the Kirkland Correctional Institution in Columbia, taking into account security, mental health, and classification. South Carolina's Corrections Department is tight-lipped when it comes to the exact location of inmates in protective custody, and for good reason. Their safety is paramount. In a state with six maximum security prisons, Many have raised concerns over Murtaugh's possible influence over the judiciary, stemming from years of operating within the state's legal sphere. Now, as Murtaugh faces the cold and unforgiving life and existence in maximum security at McCormick Correctional Institution, he must adapt to this existence in which the dangers are ever present and the shadows of his former life loom large. No longer the esteemed lawyer he once was, Murtaugh must find a way to navigate the labyrinth quarters of this maximum security facility, haunted by the violent acts of his fellow inmates and the unrelenting knowledge that his privileged past is forever lost. And so in the end, in the cold, unforgiving world of McCormick, Alex Murtaugh must now contend with the consequences of his heinous actions, forever haunted by the ghost of his past and the inescapable knowledge that the life he once knew is nothing more than a simple, distant memory.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Until, of course, he gets back out for his next trial, facing 99 counts there and possible appeals. I think the story is far from over. We'll keep you up to date right here. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of it. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.